Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Commetrics University Coffee Break webinar number one, January 13th, 2011. Today we're going to talk about the three tips for luxury brands and social media ROI to transfer 2011. This webinar is part of a whole series of blog posts about social media trends 2011, for which you have the link lower below, and it includes eight webinars. My name is Ersi Gattaker, and I'm the CTO and co-founder of Commetrics. We've provided social media marketing solutions and monitoring tools for all kinds of organizations, and ultimately we help them improve their customer relationship management. Let me give you also a hint for subscribing for mycommetrics.com. I hope you will. It allows you to watch the trends on your blog and to see how you can improve in 2011, and this would be a good opportunity to start right now. It's free. Let me give you an example. We have a case here of a luxury e-commerce retailer which wanted to establish a website, wanted to focus on three top tasks, and amongst other things, they also found out with the strategy that they had to redefine their audience from parvenus, people who like to show off their logos, to patricians, those who are more discreet, who don't really want others to see what they're having, so that they're not the Louis Vuitton type. And then focus on the three top tasks to design the website accordingly. Today we're going to focus on three golden nuggets. First, we're going to discuss a little bit about how to define the three top tasks the visitors must accomplish when they visit your website or blog. We want to focus on success, failure, as well as time requirements issues. And then thirdly, we also want to focus on best practice and why you don't necessarily need to redesign your web page. So let me go to the first topic. On the upper right there, you have a poll, which you can still participate in, and I encourage you to do so. Just click on any of the two links above and go to the website. Here, the issue is really with the three top tasks is, what do you really want people to do when they visit your Facebook page or your blog or your web page? And this is kind of an issue of usefulness and usability, because they're not the same. So a mobile phone is useful, but until Apple brought out the iPad, which was very usable for doing surfing with an internet, with a mobile internet connection, and updating Facebook and sending out tweets, it didn't really work, because BlackBerry was more for doing your corporate email and those kind of things. So it needs to be useful and usable. And then it needs to have a design that really makes things easier. So it doesn't need to be a design which says in your face, which often happens with luxury brands that also run music in the background. Or it's not very clear, am I supposed to look here at the new designs or at a famous sports personality wearing the underwear the company's just bringing out, or what is it what I need to do, or do I need to buy something, or what? So that needs to be clear, and often it's not very clear. The second point is, if I have three top tasks, and for us, for instance, one is that the people sign up for the software as a web-based service, which we have there at the top, and lower below we also have a sign up for the blog content. So how many succeed doing this? And if they actually click on these buttons and start signing up, how many fail to complete the task? So if you get an email on which you have to click on a link to confirm your subscription, how many people don't really do that, which means failure? And how many people spend more time than they actually should to complete the task? Let us remember that in Europe, for instance, many people click away from a YouTube tape after 30 seconds because it's too boring or it doesn't fascinate them. So people are not willing to spend the time, so you need to make it simple for them. The third point is best practice. We need to focus on continuous improvement. So we need to focus on reducing the time the customer needs. This already brings me to the wrap-up on what it means for luxury brands, and we've looked at more than 25 luxury brand websites. It's not always clear what the three top tasks are, as we have discussed before, and there needs to be more focus on success, failure, and time requirements, and we need to measure this. And then we need to follow best practice, and continuous improvement is better than a giant leap, so make many little steps to improve your performance. This already brings me to the conclusion of this webinar. I hope you'll come back again in about 2 weeks' time when we have number two. And until then, I say thank you very much and good luck with your web design. And if you need help, you got all the particulars on how to get in touch with us right on this page. Thank you and good day.